Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We like to hear good stories and try and add context to things. John Higgins, who's going to come on here in just a moment. You know our relationship with Higgy, Rooferees, John Higgins Weather Guard. He just got off a roof. He was working on it and said, I got to get on Sharp and Betting in the morning to his fellas. But he had an incident while he was working a game, not in college. First told Damon last month, and then our friend Travis Justice told more of the story, and so we got to get to the bottom of this as we welcome in John Higgins. Good morning. Thanks for making time for us.
Higgy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
So,
hey, I do want to see this cartwheel.
Yes! Yes!
I'm doing it, too.
And I think Sharpie should join you, too.
Oh, no.
See?
I want to know who does a better one. I think Damon might have you a little bit, Sharpie.
He never puts himself out there. I'm at least willing to take one for the team. Yeah, he acted like that was no big deal. Hey, they'll just go from 11th to 5th. I mean, that's possible. And I'm like he didn't have 50 games to go by, Higgy. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I'm dealing with.
Love it.
All right, we're going to stream this?
Oh, you do, oh it, my gosh. Do whatever you want,
okay,
to, buddy.
Okay, so I don't even know where we start. You had a little, first of all, the one great thing, and I always tell you this, and I see it, is you try and help other officials, whether they're getting into college, whether they're getting into just working youth games, high school, whatever. And you do, it does sometimes surprise me when I'll show up at the field house or out at UBT, and there you are on the floor working. I'm like, don't you have something better to do? But you have to tell the story. You can start wherever you would like in an incident that happened over in Council Bluffs at the field house when you were just trying to help out and working a 15U game.
Well, first of all, I was getting my son, JJ, involved in it. He's a sophomore in high school, at that time 15, now 16. Mm. And his buddy was going to referee the game. And his buddy had another commitment, a basketball thing that came up, so he couldn't referee. So I said, I'll do it with him. So we go over and do a freshman tournament, and I'm not sure the level. I don't think it wasn't the upper level.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my opinion, it wasn't, especially the second game in which this incident happened.
Mm.
It was maybe the middle of the road freshman basketball, I think, for an AAU team. And, just two teams were, it was a competitive game. It wasn't a great game. Mm-hmm. One team started being a little bit more physical than the other team, and a certain player in the team, you could just tell, and I could tell as an official, that this kid, no matter what we did, it wasn't correct. Didn't matter what we called.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that attitude that, the stare, the look, the laugh, at when you make a call and a look, and he got really physical. We ended up having a double flagrant, double technical foul.
Whoa!
Then we end up teeing up the coach for this team, and then the player from this team. And as the player in the the sad thing is this team actually won.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And during the game, also, I'll go back a little bit. During the game, during a timeout, this coach three times blasted his players into one timeout and used the F-bomb three times in a timeout. And we're talking about freshmen in high school in a mid-level, maybe AAU game.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something to him about that, how embarrassing it is to use that kind of language to him. And in retrospect, I should have teed him up right there or stopped the game and told him to, you know, it's unacceptable to do that, especially at this level.
Mm.
So anyway, at the end of the game, this kid that got fouled out turned to me and flipped me off and told me I blanking suck.
Wow.
So I said, so he's done. He's out of the tournament. I believe this is the first game of this tournament, or at least that day. And then the coach came after me, and I said he's done too. And at that time, Brent Robinson and the tournament director were over in the corner, and they saw it. So they walked up as this was happening, and as I was walking over to, you know, to the corner where the referee sit, he followed me, and wow. He said he wanted to say good job to the other referee, which was, in my opinion, BS. But that's kind of what happened. And I did during the game also. He took a cell phone picture of me, and I said, that's fine. Send it to the person that runs your program, because I know him very well.
Ooh.
Very well. Play pickup basketball with the guy. So go ahead and send that to him. Tell him Higgins refereed your freshman game. So
I mean, that sounds like Calipari, doesn't it? I mean, that's right. Yeah. That's right on par.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, you've seen this a ton, right? And I see it all these games. You're always out, you know. You really want JJ to get into this? Like, well, that gives me hope, at least, that you think there's hope.
Well, here's the problem, and I talked about it yesterday. I've talked about it all the time, not especially in the last 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. 80 to 85% of the referees that start, like, I believe the statistic is within a month's time, they quit because of coaches, players, and fans just like this. So the following week, and I will tell you a little story following week, at a fourth grade game, my son and the other kid were refereeing, and I was there just to help, as I do once in a while, not just them. I'll help any of those young guys that are trying to come in, and Brent asked me to do that, and I'm happy to do that. And I don't get paid for doing this, by the way. Mm. So I go out there and help, and some mothers in the corner were going absolutely crazy. And I said to them, could you please be careful what you say and how you say it, and just be quiet every once in a while?
Yeah.
Because these kids, these are their first games refereeing, and the ladies, I don't, and she swore, and she, and I don't care what it is. We pay a lot of money for this stuff, and this is BS. Like, oh my God, you need to stop. And then some court monitors came over, and this is in a fourth grade game, mind you. It's out of control. People are out of control, and I get it. They think with their hearts instead of their brains. I get that part of it, but there's got to be a point where you have to stop. You just have to, just like my wife would say, put a sucker in your mouth and be quiet.
Hey, where would you start? Would you go? How would you do the rankings? Player, coaches, parents, coaches, players. Like, how do you rank? Kind of where you think the problem lies, primarily game in, game out.
The problem, first of all, starts at the coach. In my opinion, starts at the coach, because the players will act just like the coaches.
Yeah.
And then the coach, and then the parents see how the players and the coaches are acting, and so they go crazy. It starts up top. It's almost like any business. It starts up top. If you have a guy up top that acts like a crazy idiot, then everybody else is going to do the same thing. They think that's acceptable.
Mm. We kind of see it in our organization, whether, you know, it's a memo may go out or a team email. You know, we'll occasionally have an incident or something, and usually it'll come from the director or some of the parents about how what's going to be dictated going forward. Do you think there's some substance in that? Where if folks kind of start that policy, it may not take effect with everyone, but at least can make it uncomfortable for those few parents that may act like that?
I think there should be a no-tolerance policy on with anything to do with the officiating. In fact, I'm starting to try to get there's a national legislature law that we're trying to get for, I don't know if you've seen it around the country lately. There's probably 17, 18 states around the country have enacted a law in regards to fan behavior with referees about it will be a felony if there's any kind of, touching of a referee or any kind of, situation where they abuse a referee. Mm-hmm. And it's happening in like 17 states. So, but there should be a no tolerance policy. I'm sorry. It's a epidemic in our game. And what's going to happen? All these, they're building more basketball facilities out there at UB&T. There's not going to be anybody to referee these games.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to have people refereeing these games. And that's the sad part. And it's, that's really sad.
Baseball is, I've obviously seen it at a few prep games. And what sports do you think is manifesting itself the quickest where it's starting to show up that there's been a thinning of the herd?
Oh, baseball is one of them. I have my brother Tim that umpires out in the western part of the state. Sometimes in the summertime, he may have to umpire a game we're talking about high school varsity game by himself. I would say baseball, basketball is a sport that it happens more often than any other sport, because basketball, you're right on top of the guys.
Yeah.
Baseball, you're away. Football, you're away from the play. Basketball, at most high school games, you can be within 3-4 foot of the referee.
Yeah.
And referees have ears, and you can hear and see how people are acting. So it's the thinning is happening in baseball, then basketball, then football, I believe, of the three major sports. And it's happening in soccer, too, and all the sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, thanks for sharing the story, because I heard it and I said, man, we've got to get to the bottom of this. And unfortunately, the story you're telling, Higgy, we've heard a lot before. But when it comes from you and somebody accosts you like that, and you have a voice, it makes it hit home a little bit more. So hopefully this can get rectified, and maybe we can get an agreement and a no tolerance, and we'll get more young men and women that decide, yeah, you know what, I want to give back to the game, and they go into officiating the sport that they grew up in.
Well, we hope so. I know it's gone. What happened from yesterday from Travis's show has gone nationally, because I've been getting requests to do interviews and talk on their radio and their TV programs. And NASO, the National Associated Sports Official, are doing a story on it through Referee Magazine. And then we got invited to go to the National Association in Denver in August to talk about this.
So I'm glad we have direct access. I kind of feel special.
You do. You got direct access.
I went from feeling intimidated when you were on the court with me, looking over my shoulder teaching me, to feeling like, you're kind of a P1 now. I appreciate that.
I will be there next week when you're doing this cartwheel, though.
Hey, real quick, are you heading out to watch any baseball?
I think I'm going to go probably tomorrow. My brother Tim's going to umpire the Class B.
Oh, good deal.
Stuff, I believe. So I think I'll go watch tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
Oh, good deal.
We'll see you out there.
Hey, Higgy, thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
It's John Higgins. That's quite the story. Hello.
I love that guy.
Now everybody's trying to figure out who this team is.
Yeah.
I think you can narrow it down.
Well, let's
Well, didn't we say this is accountable?
Accountable,
Thursday?
Yeah, accountable, yeah. Thursday.
Do gooder. Hey, people.
Hey, sure.
Hey, people,
I need you to do gooder. We got to stop saying that. A couple of proud graduates of public schools.
do-gooder.
Hey, do-gooder. Shane, you can say it. People think that's how you talk anyway.
Sounds like a lead paint moment over there.
Yep, lead paint.
Coming up in the next hours.
Lead paint and cartwheels,
Steven
baby.
And Sipple will join us. Hey, something is a problem here in Omaha, and I thought you'd be in the middle of it. I'm very surprised you're not.
Uh-oh, I feel a joke coming.
I'm going to. No, not a joke. It's reality.
Okay.
I'm going to explain after top of the hour. I'm Sharp and Betting in the Morning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.